We want to get to know a little bit about Asura Batavius. Where do we go to? We open up the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Tanias, and Rachayim Siman Tov Kuf Pei. And we read in Siv Beis as follows. The Machaber is going through the various individuals who have died throughout the course of the Jewish calendar year. And then we get to the month of Teves. Machas Batavius Nirtama Tauri Yevanis Memeitam Mehamelach Mayachoshach Biolam Gimel Yamit. 8 day of Teves, based on the Bryce and the enemy Gilas Tainis. 8 day of Teves, the Torah that we know the story, Ptolemy Philadelphus, the Torah, the Septuagint, translated into Greek. So in the days of Ptolemy and Melech, and there was Choshech on the world for 3 days. Yovan, of course, is constantly associated with Choshech, the famous Medrash Rabbah. In the beginning of the Chumash, based Dalad, Choshech, what's the Choshech? Zu Yovan. They tried to darken the Nusach and Alinis and Mashkichim Torasecha, their mitzvah of the Torah. Or they wanted to blacken, they wanted to darken that light, the aur of the Torah. First and foremost, Lashkichim Torasecha. And how do you get one to forget the Torah? One way, of course, is translate it. Make it accessible to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, everybody in the world. Say it's a book like every other book. It's not the Miyuchad. Your Chochmah is not the Miyuchad. Just like this Chochmah Yovan, this Chochmah Umas Ha'olam, Chochmah Megayim Tom, and the Torah is the same thing. It's just another one of the many Chochmahs out there. We'll translate it. We'll put it into our vernacular, into our indigenous tongue, and it'll be readily accessible to everybody in the world. That's Ches Teves. And it was such a tragedy of such a magnitude that there was choshech, darkness in the world for a duration of 3 days. Ches Teves, Tes Teves, and of course Asura Batavius. Ubetes bo on the 9th day of Teves, lo noda eza hi atzora shira bo. 9th day of Teves again? There was a Tzorah, we have a Kabbalah, it's something to mourn, and there's something tragic that took place, and yet the Mechamer says, I don't know what it is. It's not known. What exactly was the Tzorah? Now, Yud B'Teves, we know we have a Kabbalah, Chazal talk about it, we'll say it in the Slichas and the Hashem on Sunday. Then Nebuchadnezzar Melchbubba laid siege 3 years before the actual Churban. He laid siege to the city of Yerushalayim, Sefer Bosa Rishagorim. We mark the Haschulas HaChurban. Everything goes after the beginning and the Haschulas HaChurban, the Reish, the beginning of it all. Sefer Bosa Rishagorim was the siege to Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha Melchbubba that he laid to the city of Yerushalayim that took place in Asura Batavius. Coupled with that is this 3 day Choshech of translating the Torah into Greek. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Yud Gimel, when the Machaber told us, lo noda, it's not known. Ezehi HaTzorah Shiro, what was the nature of the Torah that took place in Tes Teves? Writes the Mishnah Berurah one short line, Ubaslicha Shalonu Isa Shemes Ezra HaSeifa. And now we're Slichas. We mention that Ezra Sefer died on the 9th day of Teves. This is also an idea brought down by the Orchas Chaim, the Kobol, the Taz, the Magen Avram, the Yavetz, and others. That Ezra Sefer, that's the tragedy that the Machaber is referring to. The great, the renowned Ezra Sefer passed away. His demise transpired on none other than Tes Tshiva Teves. And many hold not like that. The Pashtus of the Megillas Tainus, the Shashilas HaKabbalah, really, Ezra Sefer died on Asura Batavius on the 10th day. Some Achrayim explain that even according to those Shitas, and that's the Nusach that appears in the Slichas of the Bnei Sfar, that Ezra Taka died not on the 9th day, but that he died on the 10th of Teves. Some Mefarshim explain that even the Shoshelas HaKabbalah and others will agree that perhaps he died on the 10th day, but it wouldn't be Nicker, the Misa, the demise, and to mark this death of Ezra Sefer, if we would go out and mourn the loss on the 10th day of Teves, everybody would say it's not recognizable, it's not readily discernible. What are we doing fasting and mourning on the 10th day of Teves? We're not thinking about Ezra, we're thinking about the Churban HaBayis. Therefore, to readily discern, to make it quite clear to one and all, that we taka want to mark the Misa of Ezra Sefer, we will have people who will fast on the 9th day as well. And thus, Megillas Tainus, people will fast, tzaddikim, even the halacha l'maisa, we only know it to fast on the 10th day of Teves. Many tzaddikim take it upon themselves to fast the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th day of Tevis. So even if you hold that Ezra Sefer died on the 10th day of Tevis, we're still going to mark it on the 9th day so that everybody will know that we have to fast for the demise, the patira of Ezra HaSefer. 8th day, Torah translated into Greek. 9th day, the Misa of Ezra HaSefer, according to the Yalvetz, the Taz, and Magen Avraham, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the Nusach that we have in our Slicha, Slicha Shalanu, and we have, according to others, that he actually died on the 10th, but we'll mark it on the 9th. Either way, we have 3 consecutive days of tragedy, 3 days subsumed under this heading called Choshech. That means we thought we got through Hanukkah, and we talk emerged victorious, and we were Menatzeach, and the whole Indian of the Nitzokon took place, Ayyidehim Davka, Ayyideh Sheva Delevi, the Chashmonon, Bimei Matas Yoban Yochanan Kohen Godol, because Yoban, you came to destroy our Chochmas HaTorah, and the Miuchadaik of the Chochmas HaTorah, who's going to wage war against you, Zelo Mazel Solokim? That's going to be. Like the Maharal writes in their Mitzvah and Chelek Beis, you tried to attack our Beis HaMikdash to be Matami, to defile and profane our holiest, most sacred place in the planet. We're going to have the Bali Avoda themselves, the Kohanim HaGadolim Shevet Levi, the Bali Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be the ones, Zelu Mazal Solokim, to wage battle against you. But it's more than that. As we highlighted in a previous year, and I saw Rav Harman there in the Ner Mitzvah, footnote 67, he says the same idea, I'll pee the Maral Chedusha Golus Kedusha Daf Ayin HaMabez, that Levi also represented the Torah. We know from the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that even though Yaakov Avinu absorbed all the Torah that Yitzchak had absorbed from Avraham Avinu, his father, when it came time to transfer, to give over and impart that wisdom, the Chokhmah HaTorah, to the subsequent generation, to the Yudbei Shvat and the Shiftei Ka, Zogt the Heilig Rambam, he was Mavdil Levi Uminei on the Rosh Hashiva. Everybody was learning Torah. Yisachar is the paradigmatic Masmid. Yehuda, we know from the Sugya, Sanhedrin, Hayim, Aleph, Mechokike, Yehuda, we see it from the Nusach HaBrochos, Taisus and other Rishonim explain the Netzivas, the Gansarichas, and Hemek Sheila, Hagdom and Hemek Sheila, and the Shiltas. There's a Miyuchadiki Kait of Yisachar sitting as the Masmid, Otsim inside the base of Menrish. There's an inner of Yehuda, Batur, the Melech, he's the one, the Horse Lefan of Goshen, to set up, to erect the base of Talmud. The Melech sets up the institutions of learning themselves, and they're the ones who enforce it, Mechokike, Yehuda. But who Lamais is the Rosh Hashiva on a day-to-day basis? He was Mavda Levi Umineh al Rosh Hashiva. He was the Rosh Hashiva. And he was the one. So Sabrocha Paraklam and Gimel Posegud, Yoram Shvetech, Yaakov, Sarosch, Yisrael, Zakdrashi, Afanar, Dalamakom, Haim Ruyim Lakach. They're the ones befitting. So yes, the Gemara says in Yuma Chafavam and Aleph that the ones who give over the Psak, Aloch, Asuki, Shmais, and Liban Hilchasal are anyone who descends from Sheva Levi and Sheva Yisachar, but Lamais, Acharek, Echlosikol, who's the Rosh Hashiva? Who are the ones leading the Torah learning in the generations? That's Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi is all about the Torah. And thus, Yovan Choshech, so Yovan Yoshich, Vaneim Shal Yisrael, you want to destroy our Torah, you want to profane it, you want to destroy and uproot its sense of sanctity, and you want to translate it into Greek. So we had the whole story of Yovan, the whole story of Choshech, and Yitak emerged the victorious, and who are the ones who were at the forefront, at the helm of that victory? Sai in the physical, Muhammad saying the spiritual, Muhammad was Dafka Yavon, it was Dafka Levi, the Kohanim HaGadolim from Sheva Levi, the Balei Avod on the one hand, and the Balei HaTorah, the Yerosh HaShivas on the other hand, they're the ones to wage war against those who are tackling and targeting the Torah itself, the ones who embody the Torah like none other, they're the ones giving over the Psak Aloch on the Maisa, and that's Sheva Levi. And then we finish a Hanukkah story. And we make our way into Tevis. Even Tevis writes the Sfas Emes. We know Ben Yisosko tells us Devarim Gedolim Einam Mikra, using the Yesod of the Maral. Obviously, the names of the months allude to something corely, as something that's essential to the core essence of what the month is all about. And yes, the names might have come from non-Jewish origin, but clearly it's not coincidental. Tevis writes the Sfas Emes as Loshen HaTovas HaNevis. Preparation of the wicks. We're still holding on to the Ur. We don't want to let go of the Ner Mitzvah Torah Or of what Hanukkah is all about. We're still clinging ever so steadfast onto this victory over Choshech and to reassuring that we taka still hold onto the Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Teves Loshen HaTovas HaNeiros. Sof Kol Sof, it was a month of tragedies. Sefi Yetzirah Perakei, Alpi the Vilna Gaon, and we have 12 months of the year, 12 Shvotim corresponding to the 12 months. We see it already from the tour. Arachayim Simatofi at Zion, and which Shevet corresponds to the month of Teves Shevet Don, Loshen Din. There's a din. This is the beginning of the Churban takes place in Asar B'Teves. And we see the want. It was three consecutive days. It wasn't simply about an actual Churban HaBayis, the physical siege that now was served as the harbinger, as the forerunner for an ultimate Churban HaBayis. It was the last day. It was the culmination of a three-day process that began with Choshech, that continued with Choshech, and that culminated in Choshech, all to do with what? With destroying the sanctity of the Torah. Making it accessible to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, saying we don't need Rosh Hashivas. We don't need Balei HaTorah. We don't need those who are endowed and possess the Keser HaTorah. Everybody in the world can learn the Torah. That's what started on the 8th day of Teves. And then now culminates in a Choshech of Asar B'Teves that we mark Ad Hayom. So what's Ezra HaSofer doing here? Why are we marking Ezra HaSofer's Patira, which might have even taken place, according to many, on the 10th day of Teves itself, if not on the 9th day, but it's still part and parcel of this continuing Choshech. And clearly if the Choshech began, when the Choshech of destroying the Torah, of making the Torah accessible to every Dominic and Harry and translating it into the vernacular of the time, and culminating in the beginning of the Churban HaBayis, and then obviously Ezra HaSofer's Patira is part and parcel of what the storyline of this Choshech is all about. And what is that? It's about understanding the Hashivas of the Torah itself. What is the main tragedy of laying siege to a Beis HaMikdash? What are we losing when we lose a Beis HaMikdash? Yes, we lose the Malkum Avoida. But the main thing is that what? Is that the Arad is taken away? Is that the Luchas, the Shevei Luchas is taken away? Is that the Beis HaMikdash was Nikva? Ayinei Dashos HaShechina, which only came into being because there was an Arad, because there was Torah. That is what we're mourning. That's the Iker loss of the Churban. Say yes, Brochas Chesem and Aleph Amar Rabbi Avo. Miyom Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu Ladal Adam Asher Lo Chol Milvav. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, because that is the Beis HaMikdash we have today. You create your own miniature, your own quasi Beis HaMikdash, Ayinei your Dal Adam Asher Halacha. That's what it was. The same individual, Sheva Levi, who were the Balei Avoda, simultaneously they served as the Balei Hora. They worked in the Malkum Avoda, and at the same time they paskin the Shailas. At the same time they served as members of the Sanhedrin. At the same time they were Masik Shmaisa, Levi Hilchasov. They were the Rosh Hashivas. They were the ones that were separated by Yaakov Avinu already to be the leaders when it came to Torah. And who was Ezra HaSofer? We find an interesting Gemara Menachas Chavtes on the base. Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown all the future leaders, the Gedolei Yisrael, throughout the generations. And he went and sat in a shir in the eighth row of Rabbi Akiva. And he was hearing the shir. He was blown away. And then he got all tzabruch and he couldn't even make heads and tails. He couldn't understand the shir. And he went over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, you know, I can't even understand the shir. He goes back and he sees Halach LaMashma Sinai is the way Rabbi Akiva finished up this year. But he was so impressed, he was so overwhelmed by the gavlus of Rabbi Akiva's Torah, that he says to the Eivishter, he goes over to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, what are you doing giving the Torah to me? Roy, that what? You should have given the Torah to this Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva should be the one to give over the Torah to Klal Yisrael. That's Gemara number one. That's coming from the mouth, the Pe Kadosh, of none other than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. But where do we see a Kabbalah in Chazal? That when it wasn't coming from Moshe Rabbeinu, what about when it's coming, Kilo, a Kabbalah, Masorah tradition that we have passed down from generation to generation? Who really should have given us the Torah, Zok, the Gemara, Sanhedrin, the bottom of Chafalah from Amaz, Amar of Yaisi, he brings down the Tosefta and Perek Dalet there, that Roy, Haya, Ezra, Shetinasi, Na Torah, Yodo, Elosha Kidma Moshe. Had Ezra predated, had he preceded Moshe Benu, then he Taka would have been the medium. He would have been the intermediary to give us the Torah, and he was fitting to give us the Torah. And the only reason Moshe was chosen above him was because Moshe Levisa came first. And we have Gezeros, Shavas, different psukim. Moshe Benu goes up to Har Sinai. Ezra comes up from Bavel, Aliyah, Aliyah. This was an Aliyah the Torah, and this was an Aliyah the Torah. Two individuals. One coming from Moshe Rabbeinu, that the whole Torah could have been given and should have been given through the hands of Rabbi Akiva. And we have Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara Sanhedrin Chafalov, quoting a Tosefta, the right Ezra Shitinosi Na Torah Yono, Elo Shekin Ramayshi. And it's not coincidental, we have another Gemara in Sukkah, Chdav Chofam and Aleph, that Amol Yezu Nishtacha Torah Mi Yisrael, had it not been for him, we would have forgotten the Torah. Ezra represents the Torah. We have a Gemara in Yevama Samach Beis Amud Beis. In the Tkufa Noro, the tragic period between Pesach to Atzeres, we have Sfiras Aimer, and we have a Zman of Avelus. And the Avelus, the Gemara says, is because of what? Because Mesu, the Yudbeis, Zugim, the 12,000 pairs, the 24,000 Tamidi Rebbe Akiva, passed away during this time between Pesach until Atzeres, until Lag BaOmer. This is a Tkufa Nimshachas of Avelus. So what is it that we're mourning? Are we mourning people? We're mourning merely the loss of 24,000 people. Granted, they're scholars, but we have had 24,000, unfortunately. What about Xeris Tachmatat and the Holocaust, the Shoah? So many points in our history, pogroms in the Zman of the Baal HaTosfos, the Rishonim. We have lost so many. Why ask Rav Yaakov Weinman Zatzal? Are we mourning specifically the Tamini Rav Akiva more than everybody else? Because we're not mourning them as people. It's not the fact that we lost. Granted, it's a loss of tragic proportions. But that's not what we're mourning. The miyuchadikakite of the Avelus between Pesach and Atzeres is that we're mourning the Torah that got lost al yaday these Talmidei Rebbe Akiva. That's what we're mourning, and that's the achana for Shavuos, the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We know the Gemara goes on, it's Mamshech there in Yevama Samach Beis, that he only left over five Talmidim, Ramei, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Mechulei, five Talmidim, and all the Torah that we have today all emanates from these five Talmidim. That's it. Had we had 24,000 minus these five, imagine the Torah, what it would be like today. Rebbe Akiva, the Halav of Torah Shavuot, everything he gave it, 10 Perkei Sanhedrin, all of Sifra, Sifri, Mecha, everything comes to Tamid Rebbe Akiva. Kulo Aliba to Rebbe Akiva. Look at the Torah that we lost when we lost to Rebbe Akiva. When we lost the Tamid of Rebbe Akiva, all the Torah that he taught them, that he imparted to them, that's what we're mourning during the Yemei Sfira Sayim. That's the case when it comes to Rabbi Akiva. About whom Moshe Rabbeinu said that he should have been given the Torah, so Hashem answers back, Kach Olsim, the Moshev Lafon, I don't ask any questions. That's what in the world of Moshev I had already determined. The Moshe, you're going to be the one to give over the Torah, but it should, I could have been given. Moshe says, Ayadei Rabbi Akiva. He embodied the Torah like nobody else. He should have been the choice intermediary, the choice medium to give us the Torah. And now, stelling to Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg's bar, what are we mourning at Sfira Summer? We're mourning the loss of Torah's Rabbi Akiva. That's what's so tragic, what's so horrific about this Tkufa Nora of Sfira Summer. And what else do we mourn? The loss of another person, some Gedai ben Achikim. Achikim was obviously something related, something germane to that Tkufa, to the status of the Yid in Yerushalayim. It's not as much a loss of what Gedalia specifically as an individual represented. But an Asar B'Tevis, or at least a Tes B'Tevis, according to others, what are we marking? The demise, the Petira of an Ezra Sefer. The other individual that here we have Chazal having a Messiah, Rabbi Yossi, Rosh, Tinas, and Torah, Yodo, Ezra Sefer also embodied all the Torah. And he could have given over the same Torah as Moshe Rabbeinu. When he passes away, what are we mourning? We're not just mourning the loss of Ezra HaSefer. We're mourning all the Torah that went away with Ezra HaSefer. We're mourning the Chayshech that came down to the world. I.D. the Patira, the demise of an individual who, like Moshe Rabbeinu himself, represented someone who could have given over all God's called Torah Kula. Like Rabbi Akiva himself, and we mourn the loss of his Talmidim, i.e. we mourn the loss of the Torah that he imparted to his Talmidim. If it hadn't been for Ezra Sefer, Nishtacha, Torah, Mishol, Sukkot, Avchav, And now over here, Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph, he also could have been the one to give us over the Torah. What are we mourning, Kama Sarbateves? Going to mourn the loss of the Torah of Ezra Sefer. Ezra Sefer, of course, one of the Nevi'im, especially the Mandi Yomar Megillah, Tezvav Amnal Ma'achi, Ezra, he was then, Chag Yisachai Malachi, he was the last of the Nevi'im. He acted as the bridge, as the Mamutza, the Ma'var between the Tkufa of the Nevi'im and the Tkufa of the Chacham. The Ran, Ben Anisim, Abdamad Abrochus, we know when it came to Chorban Mayasheni, we lost Nevu'ah Bola, Nevu'ah, Yuma, Samachtes, and Abbas, and now we entered into a realm of Chacham, and of course, Baba Basri, Abbas, and all of Chacham, Oda from Inovi, the pivotal figure at that transitionary stage, Ezra HaSeifer. He's the last Malachi, Ezra of the Nevi'im, and he began also the Tkufa Kilo of the transition from going from Nevu'ah to Chachma. A person like that could have given us Kol HaTorah Kula. What are we mourning with his demise? We're mourning the Torah that he represented. We're mourning the Hamshach of the Choshech Ziyavan of the Septuagint of translating the Torah into Greek. We're mourning not simply the loss of an individual, however great and illustrious he certainly was, but we're mourning the Torah that he represented, just as we mourn the Torah of Akiva. The two individuals that the Torah could have been given through their precious hands, that's what we're mourning. And that stims that fits oh so beautifully well with our Sarah Bateves, that's what? That's laying siege to the Mokim Abayis. The Ascholah Sachorba took place in Asar Bateves. Torah is what was Koveya, the Kedusha, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and ultimately of the Hechel and the entire Beis HaMikdosh. We ask day in and day out, he wrote to Shibana Beis HaMikdosh, Meherav Yameinu, and what comes immediately on the heels of Seicha Kedah B'Shem HaSechel. They're inextricably bound up one with the next, the same way Sheva Levi, they were the ones responsible not only for the Avodah, but for the Torah, for being the Rosh Yeshivas. So too, when we mourn the loss of a Chorban, and now we ask Hashem, build it speedily in our days, what do we immediately beseech on its heels? The same Chakeinu Masur Secha, they go hand in hand. Without the Beis HaMikdosh, the Torah is not Sholem. Asei Lamantor Secha, write them a first Shei HaTvila. Do the Chorban, give us the goal of the ultimate redemption. Why? So that we can have your Torah being learnt B'Shleimus. It can only be B'Shleimus when we have a Beis HaMikdosh. It's the real tragedy of Asar B'Tavis. Started Alpi Megillas Tainis with Ches, the Choshech began, Achshich Veneim. The sinning of Choshech started on the 8th day with the Septuagint and continued on to the 9th day with the Petira of Ezra Sefer himself embodied what the Torah was all about. And it culminates in a day called Asar B'Tavis, the 10th day, which is all about the Asholos HaChorban. And the Torah will no longer be fully complete. The Torah cannot be learnt B'Shlei Musa, B'Nachas, B'Sheket, B'Shana. Any coincidence, therefore, that Asar B'Tavis transpires in the 10th day of the month, just as the more famous fast of Yom Kippur takes place in the 10th day of the month. Peis Yosef and Rechaim Tovka Fnun brings down a Peledig of Avudrom, now Avudrom writes in Achas Tanias, that just like it says, Be'atzim HaYom Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is the Chashavis, this is Be'atzim HaYom Hazeh, P'yesuya Roshoni and Ches, that appears in conjunction with Asar B'Tavis as well, writes the Avodrom, Asar B'Tavis is Doich HaShabbos, and if we fall out on Shabbos, we would take a fast, it's Meshuna. He writes, Mikol, Shar Tanius, it's different from all the other Tanaisim. We'll fast even on Shabbos. Peis Yosef says, Lo Yadati Minayin Loza. I have no idea where he gets this from. So, Or Sameach and Uchas Tanias, Rav Chaim, and the Ksavim of the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Sefer Apaduni B'Tapuchim, and others discussed, where's the Makar of the Avodrom for this Indian? Akoponim, wherever the source is. What do we see? That Alpi the Avodrom, there's a Shaychas, Be'etzam Yamazeh, Be'etzam Yamazeh, that Asar B'Tavis is more Chomer, is more stringent than all the other Tanaisim, and there's a connection to Yom Kippur expressing itself, Aliba the Avodrom, that you'll fast Asar B'Tavis even on Shabbos, what shot the connection Yom Kippur, but what was Yom Kippur all about? Going towards the ensuing Gemara now in Daf Lamed Amud Beis in the end of Tainis. Bishlam, I understand Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Slicha Machira, it's Yom Shanis Nabo, Luchas Shnias, Luchas Achrinas. What was Yom Kippur all about? Not merely a day of atonement or procuring our expiation, atonement, kapara for our veris, But coupled with that, to us, one, there was the day that we got the Luchos Shniyos and Luchos Achronos. That is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of Torah. The Torah that we have today is not a Torah of Shavuos. It was never Zman Kabbalah's Torah Seinu. It was merely Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We lost the Torah of Shavuos. The Torah that we have today is a Torah of Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Kippur Dika Torah. That's when we got the Luchos Shniyos. That's what makes Yom Kippur a Yontif. And Zel Lul Mazel, what do we have? Masor B'Tavis again on the 10th day. Again, answer me, Mazel. Again, at least a half a minute to fast, even on Shabbos. Because what? Because we're not merely mourning the Chorban. We're mourning that what? That we lost the Luchos Shniyos, that Bechina of the Torah. Everything contained, the Aron, the Luchos, the Shevei Luchos contained in the Aron, even though, yes, the Goyim, they didn't get it. It's hidden on the ground. It's secret. Nobody can touch it. It's of course self. We lost the Aron, the second base of Midrash. We not have the Aron, we not have the Luchos, the Shevei Luchos. We're not merely mourning the siege that served as the harbinger for the eventual Geula. We're mourning the loss of the Torah that came with the ultimate Chorban. That's Asar B'Teves as the culmination of the Choshech that began on Day Ches, that continued to Day Tes. And like the Mechamer told us, it was Nimshach Gimel Yomim. It wasn't just an Asar B'Teves, a mutually exclusive to Kechorban, because it represented the beginning of the Chorban Abayis. It was intertwined with the Choshech. Because when you translate the Torah into Greek, or when you mourn the loss of an Ezra Sefer, who himself represented the Torah, then Choshech culminated in the Asar B'Teves. That's the culmination of the Choshech. Because once you lose the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah will never again be the same. Ve'ez Hashem Yisbarach. And we want it all for the Torah. Just want to be Messiah very quickly with the following. As you know, I was away in Eretz Yisrael just over a week. We just came back last night. And I had the schus of going to many Gedolei Yisrael. Rav Yoshev, Rav Chaim, Rav Aaron Lev, Rav Milcha Yehuda, David Soloveitchik, many Gedolei Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. And I was talking and learning with Rav Eli Yalman, one of the Gaboyim of many of the Gedolim, especially in Bnei Brak, very close to Rav Chaim, with Rav Milcha Yehuda, with Rav Aaron Lev Steinman. And outside the house of Milcha Yehuda Lefkowitz, he told me over the following words in the name of Rav Aaron Lev Steinman. Everybody knows the famous word of the Chavetz Chaim. We ask in the Birkas HaChayda, Shehirotz and V'chulei, for a chayim shtehi bohem, yiras shemayim yiras chayt. And then we go on to ask a few lines later, a chayim shehishbonu avas a tayra of yiras shemayim. Why the reiteration? Why the redundancy? We already asked for yiras shemayim. Many different terutz, and we've spoken out the Chazon Ish, or Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, or Matis Yal Solomon as Mahalech. This do you do with the kavod of the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says, you're right, we asked for yiras shemayim yiras chayt. But then right after that, what do we ask for? Chaim shel Osha v'chavit. If you have Osha v'chavit, you better go ahead and ask once more for Yerush Shemayim. Same way Rashi tells us in Parshas Nosa, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmecha, Rashi says, Yivrecha b'mamon, you should have wealth, opulence, and then Yishmecha, you should have a shmira, min amazikin, and all the hezek. Many Parshas say what the money could do. So you just ask for a life of Osha v'chavit. And you have the wealth, and you were zocha to affluence. You better now go ahead and ask once more, Hashem, give me another dosage of Yiras Shemayim. Ad kan the Chavetz Chaim. Sir, Eli Yalman told me in the name of Aaron Lev Steinman, that's not what the Chavetz Chaim meant. After all you did was present a supplication, a mere request. You never got it. You didn't yet have the life of Oshim Chavetz. All you did was ask for it. So what do you... You ask for it. If you get him a melee, once you get the wealth, then you better go ahead and direct your attention to Hashem and ask him for another dosage, another measure of Yisrael. But you didn't even get it yet. Terence says, Dr. Ramal Steinman, that's what the Chavetz Chaim meant. You know when you have to ask again for Avos HaTorah V'Yishamayim? All you did was ask for Osha V'Chav. Famous Rabbeinu Yonah, Mishli Ishlefi Mahalo, a type of a person, a Magdar, an individual. What do you want? What do you request in life? So you'll say, well, I'll check it as a Gadol. If you don't want me to ask for it, what in the world did you do? Putting it into the Nusach. Some of it's a good thing if it's used properly. But if you're focusing, you're turning the spotlight on God, you know what I want? I want a life of Osher Chavit. Zotav Arli Steinman, if you ask for it, and that's what you really want in a life of Osher Chavit, you better go right ahead and ask now for more Yiras Shemayim. But it's deeper than that. It's not just Yiras Shemayim. First, before you can get to the Yishamayim, what do you need? You need the Avos HaTorah. It's only Avos HaTorah. Where should the Alpha be directed? Where should the love be directed? Not to a life of Osher V'Chovet. The love should be directed to a life of Torah, and Torah. And Mamela accompanying that Torah will be the Yerushalayim. And that'll make it not merely a Chaim Sheish Bahem, it'll be a Chaim Sheish Bona, where it will penetrate past the surface and become merged within our essence, part and parcel of every fiber of our being. Chaim Sheish Bona, Avas Torah V'Yerushalayim. Not merely Chaim Sheish Bahem. How do we get there? Avas Torah. We gotta love it. Horban Abayis, the Sugin and Durham, Payalapa, Matsia Pahei, Asha, Lo Bircha Babrocha, Tchila, Ozros, Tarosi, and Lamai, Or Shabon, Mazir, Lamuta. Hold on to the Or, make the Bircha Satira with Kavana, with the Hashivas, with the Simcha Satira. Show a Kodesh Bochu, you love the Torah. What do we want the Beis HaMikdash? Not because we want the Osher and Kavan that comes with the Beis HaMikdash. Not because we want the golden era once more in the Jewish people, Bechulei and the Achra Sayomim. You know what we want it? First and foremost, what do we say? We want the Selam Antor Secha. We want Masech HaKenim Asur Secha. We want it because we love your Torah. We want the Torah back like never before. We want Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Kivas, and Ezra HaSeifers. That's what we want. That's what we want to mourn and to serve at Teves. And that's what we want to turn our attention to immediately in the midst of the morning and ask Hashem. This is the Geula that we so long for, that we're on a constant quest. We want the Mashiach Tzidkenu. We want Bein's Kol Tzedek Meherav Amenu for Hashem's Torah, for our Torah, for our Chelek in Torah. This year, Sarbatev is to ask like never before to show Hashem where our true Ava really lies. Nebizaycha to Yeshua's and Achamas. So it's Tovus for all of Klai Yisrael. Thank you so much for coming. Have a wonderful day and a Gevaldige Shabbos.